is another student, and her name is Becky Ballum.
I grew up in a family that believed in God, where I was always taught to think about what was right and what was wrong and behave in the right way. I remember being asked questions about things like, how do you feel, you know, God would want you to behave? And this has always affected the way that I act as a person. I was christened as a child because my family wanted to thank God for the gift of my birth. But we never went to church on a Sunday because my God, well, is everywhere, and my family believed that we didn't have to go to a church to worship him when we could worship him in our own homes. So, yeah, but as a result of being brought up in a moral home, I always considered that I was a Christian, and I never really questioned this. My beliefs weren't very fixed. I had a very open mind, and I tended to believe in what I wanted to believe, interpreting many parts of the Bible symbolically as opposed to literally. But God was always part of those beliefs, and as a result, I was tormented at school a lot. I felt I was very different to people at school, as I was always concerned about doing what I felt was right. But despite my bullying, my belief in God never went away. In sixth form, I started to go to Christian Union, and I felt that this might help me in my faith and answer some questions that I'd struggled on for a while. And I wanted to find people who believed the same as me and so would understand me more than the other people I came across, as beforehand I hadn't had many Christian friends. It was there that I started to feel that I fitted in, and it was there that I first heard the whole story about Jesus. Previously, I'd heard that Jesus died on the cross in what we celebrate as Easter, but had seen this as a bad thing, that people had rejected God and killed a good man. I'd never really understood why this is a good thing. I mean, why do they call it Good Friday? I'd never understood that. As I was explained, like people explained it to me, I understood that what we'd done is wrong, but it was all part of God's plan, and Jesus was a sacrifice for us so that we could have a relationship with God and have eternal life. This didn't change much in my life, though. I still believed that I'd been a Christian before, and that although there were some things I'd done wrong, I was still, in my eyes, a good person overall. I remember someone at Christian Union telling me I wasn't a Christian at all, and at the time I was very offended at such a suggestion. But looking back, I can see exactly what they were saying. At the time, I had seen that my symbolic interpretation was just a difference in belief within Christianity, but now I see that it was doubting the truth. And my moral beliefs were not serving to bring me closer to God, because it's only through trusting in him that this can be done. When I came to university in my first year, I started going to Christian Union there. It seemed only natural to me to continue going to something that I'd attended at sixth form. And I was quite homesick when I came to university, so I wanted to find something that would make me feel like I belonged again and help me make friends. I hope to learn as much as I'd learned at home, and I can safely say I've learned a heck of a lot more than that. I'm now a leader at Christian Union, and it's been such a great part of my adventure. I hope to help other people to come to know God as I've come to know him, follow him and trust him, rather than just having a moral code like I did, because Christianity is about so much more than being moral. Through the Christian Union, I was introduced to King's Arms Church. I was intending to try different churches in Bedford to see what they were like and see whether I wanted to attend church or just carry on not going like I had done at home. But came to the King's Arms first and liked it so much that I've stayed here and not gone elsewhere, unless this church has gone to another building. because I've always felt so welcome here, and it's like my second family. It's such an alive place to come to, and every week I come expectant to meet with God, and I do every week. I now understand that while it's not a written law that we have to come to church, it's an important part of Christian life to help you to grow and become more like God and gain support from Christian friends as well as from God. And it's quite amazing, really, to think about my journey, because at the end of sixth form, when I was looking for universities that did the degree that I wanted to do, I'm a teacher, I was only able to find this one in Bedford. There are other teaching colleges in England, but I was only able to find this one that I liked. And I see this as an amazing part of God's plan for me, because if I'd have gone to another university that did another teaching course, yeah, sure, I'd have had a teaching degree at the end of it, but I wouldn't have been on this amazing journey that I have been on through coming to Bedford. So, yeah, it's just amazing to see, like, God's plan in my life. I can't really pinpoint a particular day or even a month that I became a Christian, like some people can. The change in me has been really, really gradual. But I'm so thankful to God for how blessed I've been throughout my life. Things could so easily have been different if I was born into other circumstances. I can't say I've changed massively since becoming a Christian. I was fortunate to grow up in a family that loves me very much and guided me a lot, encouraging me to behave morally. So I haven't had any unfortunate experiences like many others. But there definitely has been a change in me. And I've taken what I was taught when I was younger as a good basis for my beliefs today, yet discovered areas where my beliefs were wrong and found faith in areas where previously I'd been unsure. I've realised that while it's important to be a good person, we don't do this in order to get to heaven. We cannot get to heaven on our own. It is only through God's grace, through believing that Christ died for us, that we can do this. And my baptism can't do it either. I've also become far more confident and now find it easier to share my beliefs with people and pray for them in a way that I never could even contemplate doing when I was younger. I'm getting baptized today to say that I want to carry on having a relationship with God forever, trusting in him and depending on him every day, growing to be more and more like him and to share this faith with more and more people in my life so that they too may come to know God. I know that God has an amazing life in store for me, and my baptism is a symbol that I want to live my life completely for him and do everything his way. Thank you.